traces of memory, the unseen bond of age and youth. As you open your eyes, you are met with the sweet yet unmistakable scent of plantains being fried to crisp, an indication of your lengthy Caribbean heritage. You want to get up to follow the smell, but your biggest 8-year-old self's fear is in the way, a spider. You think to yourself, why are there so many in this world? You get up to face your fear, remembering what she told you. Them are nature beings, no trouble them, epitome. They are nature beings, don't bother them, my child. You take a literal leap of faith, leaping over your fear gracefully. Then you are met with dark wood, lots of it, an indicator of her nearing decline, a tragic demise. But it was not yet, she needed to hold on. As you run your small 8-year-old finger over the wood, her face enters. She is your grandma, and you are at grandma's house. But before you can acknowledge her frail appearance, you are met with the sound of the dark brown rocking chair that needs oil. It's her favorite chair. Well, it was. You don't see her anymore, because people get older and grow apart. As she rocks back and forth, humming the songs in her hymnal, you analyze her from head to toe, noticing how she is 77 with only a couple strands of gray hair. Her signs of age show the most in her face, yet she is still beautiful. How she licks her fingers to turn a page. You wish you could return. Return to the sweet yet unidentifiable smells, the many fears that lived in that one house, the signs of aging, and so much more. But you cannot. It is now all a memory. It is no longer a feeling.